The National Basketball Association's preseason has begun, and the dominant theme so far, complaints. Players are complaining about not being allowed to complain to referees during games, and they're complaining about a new synthetic basketball. Joining us to talk but not to complain is sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
Well, let's start with the crackdown on complaining during games. What's the NBA doing there?
Well, no rules changes here, but refs have been advised not to take any guff from players about their decisions. And it's not just profanity. If a player throws up his arms or rolls his head or turns away in disgust, that apparently will count against them, too. Eye rolling, probably a no-no, too.
Eye rolling?
Well, we'll see. Calm conversation, however, with the ref is okay. Players are supposed to get a warning for a first offense, and then they'll get hit with a technical foul, which gives opponents a free foul shot and the ball.
And what's behind all this? Why are they doing this?
Well, NBA Commissioner David Stern says he's just tired of watching his players moan and groan. He says it slows down games, makes the players look bad, makes the refs look bad, makes the NBA look bad. And if the NBA looks bad, it hurts the product that he's trying to sell. He also points out quite correctly that complaining is pretty much useless because a ref has never reversed a call because a player didn't like it.
Well, Stefan, at the same time, the players say that sports are emotional, that during the heat of a game, it's natural to throw up your hands when you disagree with a referee, perhaps even roll your eyes.
Yeah, and that's the part that I wonder how you police. I mean, pro sports do seem intent on eliminating behavioral extremes. You think of the National Football League with its legendary restriction on celebrations. The NBA in the last couple of years has tightened rules on fouls. It's banned full-length leg tights under players' shorts. It's regulated wristband size. It imposed a dress code off the court. In this case, players say that talking to refs about what just happened is part of the game, and sometimes it's just impossible to hide your feelings when you do that. Minnesota Timberwolves star Kevin Garnett this week said the new restrictions are almost like communism. That's like Castro.
Okay, so the players clearly don't like this. What about the coaches and the team officials?
Well, they're saying all the right things now, and they kind of have to because they don't want to incur the wrath of David Stern. Pat Riley, the head coach of the defending champion Miami Heat, said that every call, there's always 10 guys complaining to the officials, and he seemed to be supportive of trying to curb that. But we'll see how Riley feels when a sidelong glance by a player results in a technical foul with the game in the balance. In any event, I think we're going to see a lot of calls in the preseason in hopes that it will curtail the actual behavior and then more judicious application when games count.
Now, another source of complaints within the league, players are not happy with the league's decision to replace the old leather ball with this new synthetic model.
Yeah, it's the first change in the ball in 35 years. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals had lobbied the NBA to stop using leather, and they took some credit for the change. But the league and the ball's manufacturer, Spalding, say that this new microfiber composite ball is just better. It doesn't need to be broken in like leather balls do. It's more consistent. Plus, pretty much every other league in the world uses a synthetic ball now.
And does it change the play?
Well, the players say that the new ball is too sticky when it's dry and too slick when it gets wet. Shaquille O'Neal compared it to a ball you'd buy at a toy store. He said that shooting percentages are going to go down and turnovers are going to go up. And the complaints are understandable. Athletes have very strong relationships with their equipment. The slightest change is huge. Now, the NBA says it's going to monitor the ball usage and it could switch back to leather if it becomes problematic. Don't expect it to happen. This ball is going on sale to the public in a couple of weeks. Players are just going to get used to it.
And finally, Stefan, a lot of NBA teams are playing in Europe this week.
Yeah, they have been. They've trained there, too. And the long-term possibility is a European division in the NBA itself. David Stern had some conversations about that these past few days. But the reality is Europe doesn't have the arenas that financially could support NBA teams yet. It's probably 5 or 10 years off.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Stefan Fatsis, who joins us Friday to talk about sports and the business of sports.